Jeffrey speaks to a girl on the street for the first time ever, and it actually goes well. He stutters, he mumbles, he doesn't even have good body language, but she still gives him her Snapchat.
Wow! I'm gonna send her a picture of my peepee.
They start texting, things are going so good, and then she stops replying. Delivered 12 hours ago. But she just posted on her story. Why is she ignoring young Jeffrey? It's so sad because he doesn't even realize what he did wrong. Adonis. Adonis is the most attractive man to women possible. Let's observe how he acts in the wild. He spots the woman he wants. She looks at him. He looks at her. She turns her body towards him, which gives him an opening, and he speaks to her. He gets her information so he can send a raven. They didn't have texting back in the caveman days, of course. Soon enough, Anastasia has fallen in love. She's writing letter after letter after letter, knowing that Adonis is a busy man and he will reply when he is available. This keeps her yearning for his love, instead of being too needy like Jeffrey. In today's video, I'm gonna help you if there's a girl that you like and you've been talking to her and things have been going so well, but then you've noticed that she's started to pull away. And this is so easy to notice, especially with social media, because you can send her a message and you sent it maybe 6 hours ago, maybe 10 hours ago, maybe 2 days ago. And of course, she's still active on her phone. She's still posting to her story, but she's just started to pull away from you. And it doesn't seem like there's any good reason why she would do that. So I'm gonna give you the best advice I really can, because I was just like you. My name is Hamza, and when I was younger, I was going through the exact same problem. I would go and speak to a girl, things would go so well. But then out of nowhere, for seemingly no good reason, she would just stop texting me back. And this would be so gut-wrenching when it would happen with the next girl and the next girl and the next girl that I was into. That's what my dating life was like when I was younger. I was just getting rejected so often. But then I found self-improvements. I started to improve every area of life that I possibly could do. And now I'm 28 years old and I live the life that I always dreamt of. I have everything that I want. I built the physique that I'm so proud of. The women in my life are fucking awesome and beautiful. The friends in my life are awesome. My business is great. And it all came because of this path of self-improvement, which is what I teach on my channel. So just do this one action step right now, because this is going to change your life. Scroll down right now and click on the subscribe button, and you'll see more helpful videos like this on your YouTube homepage. So now allow me to answer the big question. Why was she interested in you at first, but then she pulled away? Because when you really think about it, you did the hard part. If she was into you at first, if she gave you her number or her Snapchat and she was texting you and she seemed like she was interested in you, you did the most difficult part of the whole dating process, which is to get her attracted to you in the first place. When you really think about it, 99% of guys don't even get the girl's attraction in the first place. You did. She gave you her number or her Snap, and she was replying to you, and she seemed interested in you. But then what did you do to fumble it? Why did she pull away? Now look, you probably think it's because of what you said. If she's left you on read, you'll go back and read the last message that you sent her. And the longer that she's left you unread, the more corny that message sounds. Like, you know, when you first texted to her, it sounded really masculine. Like, good morning, beautiful. I hope you have a good day. When it's been delivered for like 4 hours, good morning, beautiful. I hope you have a good day. And then it's like 8 hours, 12 hours. Good morning, beautiful. I hope you have a good day. Like it just gets progressively more and more cringe the longer that she's not replied, and you read it and you're like, what the fuck? Why did I say that? Like, you know, like 12 hours ago, it was a normal text message. Now you keep reading, it's like, yeah, that sounds so cringe. Like, I can't believe I said that, you know, like unsend it. Look, you think the problem is what you said. That's not the problem. It's not. It's not what you said. It's actually your personality. So many guys get fixated on the words that they said or the words that they texted a girl, thinking that's the reason why she didn't reply. It's not. The most common reason why a girl will pull away after she was interested in you in the first place is because of neediness. You showed you were too needy for her. And neediness is probably the number one most stinky trait that a man can have. When I was 18 years old, I could have lost my virginity to a beautiful Greek girl that I met in university. Basically, we went to like a nightclub together, and then we came back with each other back to her place. And we started to like make out and she was grinding on top of me. But it was a very intense situation. You know, I was only a young man. So I kind of said to her like, oh no, I can't really do this. Felt a bit cringe, but it's okay, whatever. We still go to university together. I've still got a chance. So then imagine this. I'm an 18-year-old virgin. The first girl who's shown me like a lot of sexual interest is really, really hot, like above my league. And I've almost been with her. I've already kissed her before. How much do you think I'd be thinking about her day to day? A lot, like too much. I used to go to sleep thinking about her, cuddling my pillow, imagining it's her. I used to wake up and text her first thing in the morning, wanting to form more of a connection. So I wake up and I text her again, good morning, beautiful, like, you know, all this. And I go to university, I see her, and I'm kind of awkwardly sometimes giving her a hug, or awkwardly like not giving her a hug and just like stood next to her, hello, and did you see the homework for today? You know, just trying to make conversation. And I was just showing too many signs of desperation and neediness. So this girl who was into me enough to want to have sex with me that first night that we were together, now I could start to feel she was pulling away. And so one sad morning, I'm sat on the same table as her and her friends, and they all went out last night. And she's talking about the hot guy that she was with that is now not texting her back. She likes another guy. And I'm pretending that like, it's cool with me. Oh, he's not texting you back. Oh, yeah. You know, he's just stupid. Or maybe he's busy. Oh. I really like this girl. And she's talking about another guy to me because she's just lost attraction in me. So this is when I go online. And this was like 10 years ago, by the way. So the advice online wasn't so amazing. But the most common advice that I see is you should pull back. If you notice a girl is pulling back, then you should pull back as well. You stop texting her, withdraw your attention, and then she will like you more. And I think, okay, that's a good thing. You know, I text her every day. Okay, so this makes sense. Maybe I should pull back. Let's see what happens. So I stop replying to her. She texts me about something. I don't reply. The next day, I go into university and I don't sit next to her. I sit next to like some other friend. A few days like this, and then she sends me a big paragraph saying, hey, what's up with you? You seem so distant. I miss you. And then I text her, oh, you know, and I miss you, and I've liked you all this time, and you know, I've really liked you, and you were talking about that guy. Blah, 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 blah. Needy. Fumbled it yet again. I was too needy for this girl, and it repelled her. She was into me at first, just like the girl you're thinking about was into you. And that means that they're attracted to you. It's not like suddenly you just lost your attractiveness. It's not like you suddenly just got like really fat in the last 2 days. No, it's not. It is just the fact that you were too needy and you repelled this girl. In fact, girls will actually tell you these kinds of horror stories of like, oh yeah, I went on one date with a guy and he was nice, but then he just kept on texting me and he'd be pissed off if I didn't reply for like 2 hours, and it just felt like he was suffocating me, and you know, we weren't even that close, we weren't even boyfriend girlfriend, and he would just text me too much, and then he would apologize for texting too much. It just gives them the ick when you just care too much about them because you hardly actually know her. That's the big thing. You are giving her too much of your time, your attention, and your heart when you don't even know her as much as you think you do. She doesn't deserve this much of your mental bandwidth. The reason why you think about her so much is not because she is so great. It's because you are just so needy. You are clinging on to the first bit of attraction that you've gotten from a female in the last while. That's why you repelled the girl that you're thinking about for this video. And that's why you've repelled many girls in the past. And this is why you're gonna repel many girls in the future. It's because you're just too needy. And that is one of the most unattractive traits for a woman. So the big question is, well then what can you do about it? Get onto self-improvement just like I did. Self-improvement is where you improve everything you can in your life, including your fitness, your health, your finances, your mental health, everything that you care about. In my channel, I have like 1,000 videos where I teach you like so many different topics, from improving your looks to growing your PP size to making more money and being more productive and being disciplined, you know, just everything that a young man cares about. I've made videos on that. And to overcome being needy for a girl, what you need is something that you care about more than her. And this is what's so common for young guys like you. When you are young and really horny, you really care about the girl you're texting like too much. It's only when you get onto self-improvement and you set some goals for something you're excited for, like for example, building a 10 out of 10 aesthetic body, or building a really good friendship with someone who's so similar to you, or making money online so that you can travel and move out of your parents' home. When you make things like that your goal above the specific girl that you're just currently into, what you'll find is your level of neediness will go down because you'll have something that is the priority in your life above texting the girl. So suddenly, without even thinking about it, you'll take longer to reply to her. You don't have to do that childish tactic of seeing her text message and actually deciding not to text her back and to make her wait. You'll just do it naturally because you're actually genuinely busy. So it's self-improvement and the goals that you set that will make you prioritize other things in life than the girl you're speaking to, and this will make you less needy. And another part of this is self-improvement and also these goals that you set. Over time, these things will make you more and more attractive to women. They will increase your SMV, your sexual market value. Basically, how attractive you are to girls, not just physically, but just as a whole, you know, including your personality, your mindset, your finances, your status, whatever. When you get consistent in self-improvement, your SMV increases. And that means that every 6 months you will attract a better quality girl, especially when you're young. So getting onto self-improvement will actually form for you an abundance mindset. Because right now, this girl who's in your mind means a lot to you. She's probably like the hottest girl that you spoke to. But when you get onto self-improvement and you set goals for your life and you start to work hard and be disciplined in your fitness, in your mental health, in your random hobby that you really like, in your finances, in your looks, you know, you start to improve in all these areas. So you further decrease your neediness for the girl who's into you right now because you get this abundance mindset where this one girl isn't actually that important because you keep getting better. And when you become a new tier of man, you attract a new tier of woman. It's that abundance mindset that helped me the most when I turned 19, 20 years old, and there was still like, you know, a girl that I really liked, but I could sense she was pulling away. The thing that finally gave me a bit of relaxation was this pleasant thought that, okay, you know what? If she's not so into me right now, that's okay, because every 6 months, I'm like a new tier of myself. I've made another 6 months of muscle mass. I've progressed another 6 months in my mindset, in my experiences with women, in my friendships with my friends. And so every 6 months, I can actually attract better and better and better girls. So if this one girl right now is pulling away, that's okay, because I'm setting myself up for a future where I really have an abundance. This is how I was thinking when I was 19, 20 years old. I'm 28 years old now. And that line of thinking was absolutely correct. When you get onto the path that I teach you, please, I say this with my full heart, believe me when I say this, this path that I teach you about, it will get you like the full abundance of beautiful and also really like kind-hearted, amazing women who will enter your life and who will admire you. Because with this path of self-improvement that I'm getting you into, you will become a multifaceted man. You will become so attractive physically, but also emotionally, with your behaviors, your mindset, with your character. You will express gratitude to the girl that you go on a date with. She will see you as like a Chad who's sexy, but then she will see this kind-hearted side to you that will melt her heart. You will stand out amongst the sea of one-dimensional men and also the hordes of the invisible Jeffries. You will be the guy who actually has like the full package by the advice that I teach you. I am living proof that self-improvement works, especially when it comes to leveling up in your dating life. I am living proof. Sometimes on the internet, people say like, oh, well, show the receipts. It's kind of gay, but fine. Look at the fucking receipts if you want. I've had absolutely amazing women in my life, and it's all down to self-improvement, the path that I offer for you. So scroll down right now and double check that you've subscribed to this channel. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.